I'm Chris Rebolo with a report on legislation to legalize physician-assisted suicide in the Golden State. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation.
If this becomes law, it will allow, very similar to what they allow in Oregon, a mentally competent, terminally ill patient at the end of their life to ask for and receive medication that they must self-administer to hasten their own death.
That's State Assembly Member Lloyd Levine, co-sponsor of AB 651, the California Compassionate Choices Act, proposed legislation likely to be debated in Sacramento in the near future. Supporters of the measure say the time is ripe for California to become the second state in the union to okay physician-assisted suicide. A recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling upheld the constitutionality of Oregon's Death with Dignity law, and a recent field poll showed 70% of Californians believe terminally ill patients should have the right to get life-ending medications. Still, the measure, which failed to get sufficient lawmaker support last year, has some strong opposition from Catholic groups, some disability rights activists, and certain physician organizations. Sacramento oncologist Robert Miller is a spokesperson for the California Medical Association and for the Association of Northern California Oncologists.
This is such a multifaceted issue, and it's important for us to struggle with this and look at this. But I think it really comes down to the physician's primary directive is always to first do no harm. That's the expression that you'll hear over and over again. And I maintain that when we offer physician-assisted suicide, we are doing harm to our patients despite the euphemistic term Compassionate Choices Act. I think we are ignoring physical symptoms. We're ignoring psychiatric symptoms. I mean, depression is a commonly undertreated symptom in terminal patients. And I think we're just doing a disservice to our patients. If this were to become law and this were to be promulgated in California, we have an opportunity to do such a better job. And it's one of the reasons why I hope this doesn't come to pass here.
Miller acknowledges the number of Oregonians who have used physician-assisted suicide is small. Just 246 patients have taken deadly prescriptions since the law was enacted 7 years ago. But he's concerned about statistics from 2005. 84% of patients requesting medication in Oregon had a cancer, yet only 23% of the prescriptions were written by oncologists. Miller doesn't like the fact that the median relationship between the prescribing doctor and patients was 8 weeks long.
Has there been some doctor shopping going on? Are there physicians in Oregon who specialize in this? It seems to me that in a decision as complicated and just as emotional as this, that the best physician to help a patient make this decision is someone who's known the person for a long time. And certainly 8 weeks is a very short length of time for a physician to have enough insight into the patient's psyche and all the social stresses that are involved in this decision.
But Assemblymember Levine sees the issue as a civil right. He turned his attention to physician-assisted suicide after watching his grandmother die a painful death.
It's up to the patient to decide, what treatment do I want? What am I willing to go through? What do I want best for me? It's not up to the doctor to decide. Yes, the doctor is the trained professional and should certainly advise their patient as to what they believe in their best medical judgment. But ultimately, it's up to all of us, regardless of the procedure, whether it's knee surgery or cancer or end-of-life decisions, it's up to each one of us to decide in our own way, with our doctors, our family, our God, in whatever order we choose for our own lives.
Carol Van Alstine, who directs client services for the California Offices of Compassion and Choices, says it's time for the reality of death and assisted dying to come out of the closet. A former hospice nurse, Van Alstine says it's not uncommon for hospice patients to receive extra doses of comfort drugs that hasten death, even though hospice's official policy is to promote natural death. She says families often beg for the drugs when the patient is no longer lucid and can't ask for the medications themselves. Van Alstine adds that pain control is not an exact science and that patients deserve a choice.
A lot of people don't want to be, quote, out of it as they're dying. They feel that this is an important part of their life. They want to be aware. And if you are given so much pain medication that you become knocked out, you're not aware. And that's kind of the bind that hospice has and everybody that's in pain control. Just what's that fine line so that the patient is not experiencing pain but can still interact with family and friends. And often it's either this or that. if I want to bypass the last few days of my life when I'm basically a body, a physical body that is shutting down all systems, I'd rather opt out if I had that control.
Disability rights groups argue that a physician-assisted suicide bill would initiate an ethical slippery slope, opening the door for hopelessly ill or emotionally disturbed patients to legally take their own lives, something that has happened in the Netherlands. But proponents of AB 651 say there has been no movement in that direction in Oregon and that the proposed California law has sufficient safeguards to prevent anything approaching euthanasia from ever taking place. Assemblymember Levine thinks the Compassionate Choices Act has an excellent chance of getting through legislative hurdles and landing on the governor's desk this year. He even thinks the governor might sign it, based on provisions of the recent Supreme Court ruling. But the governor's office is telling a different story. Although a Los Angeles paper quoted Schwarzenegger in January as saying he might consider a bill aimed at physician-assisted suicide, a call to his press office resulted in a repeat of an earlier statement when the governor, a staunch Catholic, said such an issue should only be decided by the voters. This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at editor@chcf.org. I'm Chris Rebelow. Thanks for listening.